Seven of Nine stands in her alcove in a cargo bay. Her eyes are closed.
0600 hours. Regeneration cycle complete.
Daily log, 7 of 9. Stardate 15781.2. Today, Ensign Kim and I will conduct a comprehensive diagnostic of the aft sensor array. I have allocated 3 hours 20 minutes for the task, and an additional 17 minutes for Ensign Kim's usual conversational digressions. I am scheduled to take a nutritional supplement at 1500 hours, engage in 1 hour of cardiovascular activity. Then I intend to review a text the doctor recommended entitled A Christmas Carol. He believes it will have educational value. End log.
In the mess hall, Ensign Kim studies a pile of carefully balanced straws.
I'll get this. Don't give me any hints.
I have no intention of doing so.
Ensign.
Hi, Seven.
Are you ready to begin our sensor diagnostic?
Is it 0600 already? We've been playing all night.
Vulcan Kalto.
For a game of logic, you'd be surprised at how addictive it is. Give me a few more minutes to figure this out.
You should attend to your duties, Ensign. I'll accept your forfeit.
No way. This is the closest I've ever come to beating you. And I'm not giving up now.
Seven watches him, and unable to cope with the boredom, takes a straw and places it on the structure.
Impressive.
Elementary spatial harmonics. Are you ready now?
Yeah, sure.
Kim stares at the completed structure in annoyance and leans towards Tuvok.
I would have gotten that.
Is there anything you don't know?
I was Borg.
That's what you always say, but what does it mean? You have the knowledge of 10,000 species in your head?
Not exactly. Each drone's experiences are processed by the collective. Only useful information is retained.
Still, that probably makes you the most intelligent human being alive.
Probably.
So what do you need the rest of us for? Forget I asked. What was that?
We just dropped out of a warp. What's the problem? We were hit by some kind of shockwave.
Source?
Checking. Hold on. I just lost all my sensor readings. The computer is bringing up some kind of message, but I can't access it. You better take a look at this.
I can see it.
What is it?
I have no idea. My command codes aren't working. The computer says I have insufficient clearance to access the message. We can't function like this. I'm gonna get Harry up here to trace the source.
Don't do anything. I'll take care of this.
Janeway enters a code and the message signal disappears from the screens. She turns to look at the crew, gauging their reaction.
Send all sensor data about the particle wave to my ready room. Tom, disengage engines and hold position here.
Captain, what's going on?
I can't explain right now. Don't discuss any of this with the rest of the crew. I'll have further instructions for you soon.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled The Omega Directive. Gas explodes outwards in a huge arc from an enormous sun. Nuclear reactions in the star's core send great gouts of flame thousands of miles into space. The Federation starship Voyager flies through a giant arc of fire on its continuing journey to find home. Its captain is Catherine Janeway. The starship Voyager pushes through clouds of dust and gas, its flat, oval bow raised above and forward of the cylindrical body to which the engine arms are fixed, forges a path through the unknown darkness of space. Billions of stars shine throughout the universe, illuminating huge gas clouds and multicolored planets. A blue-green planet is framed in a golden glow surrounded by the jagged illuminations of gas and space debris. Voyager flies past great rocks covered in ice and on into the farthest reaches of infinite space. A blue-gray planet streaked with clouds turns in space. Its gravitational pull holds fragments of rock, the debris of dead planets and comets in a thin band encircling the planet like a giant ring. As Voyager passes beyond the ringed planet and on towards others, an unknown sun eclipsed by a satellite moon is revealed as the moon moves on its eternal orbit. The darkness itself is eclipsed by the star's intense brightness. Millions of miles ahead of Voyager, a gigantic, gaseous blue and red nebula proves the existence of many more galaxies. The engines power up, glowing bright blue either side of the starship, and it lunges forward, accelerating into the nebula and disappearing.
Computer sealed the doors to this room. No entry without my authorization.
Doors are sealed.
Access secured data file Omega 1.
Voice print confirmed. State clearance code.
Janeway 1153, red. Clearance level 10.
Confirmed. Sensors have detected the Omega phenomenon within 1.2 light years of this vessel. Implement the Omega directive immediately. All other priorities have been rescinded.
Display sensor data.
I've been informed this is a highly classified mission. Information will be provided on a need-to-know basis. Captain's orders.
Classified? By who? We're 60,000 light years from Starfleet.
Like I said, need to know. B'Elanna, she wants you to install multiphasic shielding around the warp core.
Never seen this shield configuration. I'd like to run a couple of computer simulations to make sure it's stable.
No time. She needs this done by 1100 hours.
1100? I don't think that's possible.
Make it possible.
Are we attempting to protect the core from some form of subspace radiation?
I don't know any more than you do.
It will be difficult to complete the task without more data.
The data you've got will have to do. Tom, start modifying a shuttlecraft to withstand extreme thermal stress. 12,000 kelvins at least.
Aye, sir.
Does all this have anything to do with that secret message that the captain received?
What have you heard?
Well, rumors, mostly. Janeway's been locked in a ready room for the last 16 hours. Something about an Omega directive.
Omega?
Ring a bell?
Look, the speculation ends right here. Now, I expect you to carry out your assignments with a minimum of gossip. Understood? I know it's hard not to wonder. Frankly, I'm curious myself. But the captain was very adamant about this. Get going. The captain wants to see you.
I thought she might.
Captain Janeway sits at her desk, surrounded by console screens, studying a data recorder.
Come in. What do you know about the Omega Directive?
Everything you do, most likely.
I thought as much. The Borg assimilated Starfleet captains. You would possess all of their knowledge.
That's correct. Do you intend to carry out the directive?
Yes.
Then sensors have detected the molecule.
So it would appear. But we have to confirm it.
We.
You're going to help me carry out the directive. Protocol forbids me from discussing this mission with any of my crew. But since you already know about it, my choice is to either work with you or confine you to quarters.
Perhaps you should do the latter. I will not help you destroy Omega. It should be harnessed.
That's impossible.
The Borg believe otherwise.
Explain.
On one occasion, we were able to create a single Omega molecule. We kept it stable for 1/1,000,000,000th of a nanosecond before it destabilized. We didn't have enough boronite ore left to synthesize more. But the knowledge we gained allowed us to refine our theories.
The Borg have been waiting for the chance to test them out.
Yes. But we never found another source of the ore. Until now.
Sorry. But if someone out there is experimenting with Omega, I'm under orders to stop them. Otherwise, this entire quadrant would be at risk.
Those orders are the result of Starfleet's ignorance and fear. I can alleviate your ignorance. As for your fear...
Sometimes fear should be respected, Seven. Tell me. How many Borg were sacrificed during this experiment?
29 vessels, 600,000 drones, but that is irrelevant.
Not to me. Not to my crew. And not to the people who live in this quadrant. I'm going to neutralize this threat, Seven, with or without your help.
I will assist you.
You will?
I have waited many years to observe this molecule firsthand. I will not deny myself that experience.
All right. Go back to your cargo bay. Assemble all the data you have about Omega. I'll expect a report within the hour. I didn't realize you had such a strong scientific curiosity.
Not curiosity. Desire.
Desire?
Omega is infinitely complex, yet harmonious. To the Borg, it represents perfection. I wish to understand that perfection.
The Borg's holy grail.
Captain.
Never mind. I'll see you in an hour.
Erythrazine? What for?
I'm going on an away mission.
What are you planning to do? Stroll through a supernova?
Something like that. 20 milligrams. When can you have it ready?
Captain, erythrazine is used for the most severe cases of theta radiation poisoning. A physician must be present to monitor the treatment.
That won't be possible.
Then I'm afraid I can't accommodate you. I'd be in violation of Starfleet medical protocols.
Well, I'm overriding those protocols.
Don't tell me. The Omega Directive, whatever that might be.
The erythrazine, Doctor.
It'll be ready in the morning.
Have it sent to the shuttle bay.
Captain, I don't know what's going on here, but I'd hate this to be the last time I ever see you. Please be careful.
I will.
I've analyzed the sensor logs using Borg algorithms. The shockwave we detected indicates not one, but possibly hundreds of Omega molecules.
Location?
Within 10 light years. I'm having difficulty isolating the exact star system.
Hundreds of molecules. That changes everything.
A shuttle mission may be insufficient. We require the resources of this entire crew.
We're going to need more firepower. More protection. Transfer your data to the astrometrics lab. I'll work on it there.
Calibration complete.
Phase modulator. Detonator circuits?
On standby.
We're ready to load the gravimetric charge.
This looks like enough for a 50 isoton explosion.
54, to be exact.
What are we planning to do? Blow up a small planet?
I don't know.
This warhead isn't standard issue. Who designed it? The captain?
Mr. Kim, you asked too many questions. Change of plans, gentlemen. Increase the charge to 80 isotons.
Aye, Captain.
Harry, when you're done here, give B'Elanna a hand with the shuttlecraft. She's reinforcing the hull.
Right.
Ensign Hickman thinks it's Species 8472.
Pardon me?
That's his theory. There's an opening in fluidic space, and Captain Janeway has to shut it down. Want to know what I think?
No.
I think there's a Type 6 protostar out there, and the captain's planning on detonating it and opening up a wormhole to the Alpha Quadrant. In theory, it's possible. And because she doesn't want to get her hopes up, she's not telling anybody.
Then I wouldn't suggest getting your hopes up.
And what do you think it is?
I do not engage in idle speculation.
Oh, come on, Tuvok. Aren't you curious?
Yes, but we have a task at hand. The phase modulator.
While Kim and Tuvok recalibrate the torpedo's warhead, Janeway works in the astrometrics laboratory.
Come in. Status report.
Everything's going according to schedule.
Good. The Omega Directive doesn't allow me to say much, but I want you to know what to expect. At 0600 hours, I'll be leaving in a shuttle with 7 of 9.
Would it be out of line to ask where you're going?
I can tell you this. One of two things is going to happen. Either 7 and 9 will succeed on our mission and return within a few days, or your long-range sensors will detect a large explosion in subspace. If that occurs, you'll have less than 10 seconds to jump to warp and get the hell out of here. Head for the Alpha Quadrant and don't look back. Understood?
I always thought that Starfleet was run by duty-crazed bureaucrats, but I find it hard to believe that even they would order a captain to go on a suicide mission. This shuttle excursion is your idea, isn't it?
Let's just say I've had to amend the directive, given the circumstances. But you have your orders, and I expect you to follow them.
That's expecting a lot. You're asking me to abandon my captain and closest friend without even telling me why.
If it were a simple matter of trust, I wouldn't hesitate to tell you. But we've encountered situations where information was taken from us by force. I can't allow knowledge of Omega to go beyond Voyager.
That's a reasonable argument, but you're not always a reasonable woman. You're determined to protect this crew, and this time you've taken it too far. A dangerous mission, fine, I'll acknowledge that. But isn't it more likely to succeed with everyone behind you, working together?
Ordinarily, I'd agree. But this directive was issued many years ago. Starfleet didn't exactly have our predicament in mind, did it? Lost in the Delta Quadrant, with no backup. I can't ignore the orders. But I won't ask the crew to risk their lives because of my obligation.
My obligation? That's where you're wrong. Voyager may be alone out here, but you're not. Let us help you. We'll keep classified information limited to the senior staff. We'll take every security precaution. Just don't try to do this alone.
Janeway looks away from him, thinking. Slowly, she looks back at him with an almost relieved expression.
Assemble the troops. If we were in the Alpha Quadrant right now, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'd be in contact with Starfleet Command, and they'd send in a specialized team to deal with the crisis. In their absence, we're going to have to make do with the training I've received and the knowledge 7 of 9 has retained from the Borg. You've all seen this symbol? Omega, the last letter of the Greek alphabet, chosen by Starfleet to represent a threat not only to the Federation, but to the entire galaxy. Only Starship captains and Federation flag officers have been briefed on the nature of this threat. What you're about to hear will not go beyond these bulkheads. Is that clear? Good. This is Omega.
A molecule?
Not just any molecule. The most powerful substance known to exist. A single Omega molecule contains the same energy as a warp core. In theory, a small chain of them could sustain a civilization. The molecule was first synthesized over 100 years ago by a Starfleet physicist named Cataract. I think he was hoping to develop an inexhaustible power source.
Or a weapon.
Cataract managed to synthesize a single molecule particle of Omega. But it only existed for a fraction of a second before it destabilized. This was a classified research center in the Lantaro sector. Cataract and 126 of the Federation's leading scientists were lost in the accident. Rescue teams attempting to reach the site discovered an unexpected secondary effect. There were subspace ruptures extending out several light years.
The Lantaro sector. It's impossible to create a stable warp field there. You can only fly through it at sublight speeds. I was always told that it was a natural phenomenon. You're saying it was caused by a single molecule of this stuff?
Omega destroys subspace. A chain reaction involving a handful of molecules could devastate subspace throughout an entire quadrant. If that were to happen, warp travel would become impossible. Spacefaring civilization as we know it would cease to exist. When Starfleet realized Omega's power, they suppressed all knowledge of it.
Have you detected Omega here, in the Delta Quadrant?
I'm afraid so. I've been authorized to use whatever means necessary to destroy it. Tom, I've calculated the location of the molecules. I'll transfer the coordinates to the helm. Take us there at full impulse.
Aye, Captain.
I don't have to tell you what's at stake. If a large-scale Omega explosion occurs, we will lose the ability to go to warp forever. We've got our work cut out for us.
Captain's log, supplemental. Encrypt log entry. We're approaching the star system where we believe we'll find Omega. I have to admit, I've never been this apprehensive about a mission. I know how Einstein must have felt about the atom bomb, or Marcus when she developed the Genesis device. They watched helplessly as science took a destructive course. But I have the chance to prevent that from happening. I just hope it's not too late.
Status report.
This is a harmonic resonance chamber.
The Borg designed it to contain and stabilize Omega.
I thought I asked you to work on the photon torpedo.
The torpedo may be insufficient. I can modify this chamber to emit an inverse frequency. It will be enough to dissolve Omega's interatomic bonds.
Here's to Borg ingenuity. This is excellent work, Seven. We may need this.
The modifications require several complex calculations. Assist me.
I guess I will. I'm curious. When did the Borg discover Omega?
229 years ago.
Assimilation?
Yes, of 13 different species.
13?
It began with species 262. They were primitive, but their oral history referred to a powerful substance which could burn the sky. And the Borg were intrigued, which led them to species 263. They too were primitive and believed it was a drop of blood from their creator.
Fascinating.
Yes, but irrelevant.
We followed this trail of myth for many years until finally assimilating a species with useful scientific data. We then created the molecule ourselves.
Omega caused quite a stir among my own species. Federation cosmologists had a theory that the molecule once existed in nature for an infinitesimal period of time at the exact moment of the Big Bang. Some claimed Omega was the primal source of energy for the explosion that began our universe.
A creation myth like any other.
Perhaps. What is it the Borg say? That Omega is perfect?
Yes.
Is that a theory or a belief?
Bridge to Captain.
Go ahead.
We're approaching the coordinates.
I'm on my way. I'm leaving this project in your hands. Use whatever resources and personnel you need.
Understood.
We've entered a planetary system.
Inhabited?
There's a pre-warp civilization on the outermost planet. The source of Omega seems to be further in.
The damage to subspace in this region is extreme. We won't be able to go to warp.
We're encountering distortions.
Track their origin.
An M-class moon. We're in visual range.
On screen.
There is a subnucleonic reaction occurring in the upper atmosphere. It is apparently emanating from a structure on the moon's surface.
Can your sensors penetrate the atmosphere?
Stand by.
My God.
Over 300,000 square kilometers destroyed.
Scan the structure. Are there any Omega molecules remaining?
I can't tell. Several sections of the outpost are still shielded.
I'm detecting life signs.
How many?
A few dozen, maybe. It's hard to get a clear reading.
Harry, can we transport to the surface?
I can get you there. But conditions in the structure aren't good. There are high levels of radiation.
Tuvok, assemble the rescue team and have them report to sickbay for erythrosine inoculations. Tell the doctor to prepare for casualties. Tom, move Voyager into a high orbit and then join the away team. We'll need a field medic.
Yes, ma'am. You're going with them.
If Omega's still down there, I have to find it. I'll keep an open comm with the ship. You have the bridge?
Bodies lie strewn across the floor of the devastated buildings on the moon. One humanoid is obviously alive, but very sick. The away team enter the room and immediately rush to the injured life forms.
I'm picking up Omega's resonance frequency. It's here, but I can't pinpoint a location. I need to ask you questions about the experiments you've been conducting here.
There was an accident. We'd lost containment.
The substance you were trying to create, did any of it survive the explosion?
Yes.
Where?
Inside the primary test chamber.
She nods to Tuvok, who quickly crosses to the chamber.
Who are you?
Captain Janeway of the Starship Voyager. We're here to help you. Away team to Voyager. Two to beam directly to sickbay.
Aye, Captain.
This door is solid duratanium, 13 centimeters thick.
Can we get it open?
The duratanium has melted into the doorframe. We'll need to cut through the metal with phasers.
Do it.
Captain, I'd be negligent if I didn't point out that we're about to violate the Prime Directive.
For the duration of this mission, the Prime Directive is rescinded. Let's get this over with.
Janeway gestures for the away team to set up by the doorway. On Voyager, a crewman enters the cargo bay where Seven works on the calculations to deactivate Omega.
Crewman Del, I'm assigning you a task more suited to your abilities. Calibrate the ionic pressure seals on the observation ports. Your new designation is 3 of 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Ensign Kim is working on a huge spherical structure in the middle of the room as Neelix enters the cargo bay carrying rows of tubular processors.
I've got more isolinear processors for you to install.
Thanks, but I need to get the power relays online first.
Are you sure that's a good idea? Ensign Wildman was assigned to that.
This is ridiculous. I'm not gonna waste time just because Seven wants to turn this team into her own private collective.
She says it's more efficient.
Maybe for a bunch of drones.
Seven immediately crosses to Harry and Neelix scuttles away.
6 of 10, this is not your assignment.
Please, stop calling me that.
You are compromising our productivity. I am reassigning you to chamber maintenance. Your new designation is 2 of 10.
Wait a minute. You're demoting me? Since when did the Borg pull rank?
A Starfleet protocol I adapted. I find it most useful.
I'm glad you're not the captain.
How's it coming?
The crew can be quite efficient when properly organized. The harmonic chamber will be completed within the hour.
Good. I'll let the captain know.
Has she retrieved any new data from the surface?
Not yet. They're still trying to access the primary test chamber.
Were there survivors?
A few. The doctor's treating them in sickbay.
Commander. Seven's taking this hive mentality just a little too far. Designated functions, numbered drones. I wouldn't be surprised if she started plugging us into alcoves.
When in the collective, Harry, adapt.
In sickbay, the doctor carefully monitors the two survivors, entering readings and measurements into a data recorder and crossing to the main console.
Which of them is the senior researcher?
This gentleman. Why do you ask?
He has knowledge I require.
He also happens to be barely conscious. Come back in an hour.
Unacceptable.
Unavoidable. This is my sickbay. The man needs to recover.
The captain left me in charge of our efforts on Voyager. I would be negligent if I ignored a new source of information.
The doctor crosses quickly in front of her to prevent her from disturbing his patient.
Our next social skills seminar is entitled Adding Diplomatic Flair to Future Negotiations. How are you feeling, sir?
Better. Thank you.
Are you comfortable enough to speak with this individual?
The patient nods.
Keep it brief.
How many of the molecules were you able to synthesize?
200 million? I'm not certain.
What is the isofrequency of your containment field?
1.68 terahertz. We used the molecule's own resonance to calculate the field.
That should have been enough to stabilize them.
Obviously, it wasn't.
Obviously. But your approach is innovative. Perhaps I can adapt your technique and improve upon it. You will assist me.
Our equipment was destroyed. If you can transfer the molecules to your ship, maybe they can be saved.
I have no intention of saving them.
What?
My orders are to destroy the Omega molecules.
This is my life's work, the salvation of my people.
Will you assist me or not?
Our resources are nearly gone. The future of my people depends on this discovery.
And your answer is no.
Small-minded creatures. You destroy whatever you don't understand. Rescue ships are on the way. They won't let you do it.
Please, try to be calm. Seven, you'll have to leave.
You don't realize what you're doing. You don't know what this is. What this means.
On the contrary, I understand perfectly.
Seven removes his hand from her arm and walks out with a cursory glance at the doctor, who gently pushes his patient back down onto the bed, calming him. Striations fan out from a glowing blue core in the center of a devastated settlement. At the primary test chamber, the away team work to open the door.
We've disabled the locking mechanism.
Narrow your phaser beams to cut through the inner seal.
Inadvisable. We'd risk penetrating the containment field.
And we'll have to use some elbow grease.
Give me a hand.
Oh! Right.
Pulling the door towards themselves and forcing it to one side, they stand in awe at the intense blue light generated inside the containment field.
There's enough here to wipe out subspace across half the quadrant.
I'll order the away teams back to Voyager and target this facility with a gravimetric charge.
It won't be enough. We'll have to go with our Borg option. Ensign.
Yes, Captain.
Return to the ship. Tell Commander Chakotay to help Seven complete the harmonic chamber. We'll have to transport Omega directly to the ship. That means finding a way to shut down this containment field.
It's unfortunate we can't study this phenomenon in more detail. We may not have the opportunity again.
Let's hope we never do.
A curious statement from a woman of science.
I'm also a woman who occasionally knows when to quit. Take another look at your tricorder. Omega's too dangerous. I won't risk half the quadrant to satisfy our curiosity. It's arrogant and it's irresponsible. The final frontier has some boundaries that shouldn't be crossed. And we're looking at one.
We don't need to destroy the molecules. I believe I found a way to stabilize them. The alien in sickbay calibrated his containment field using Omega's own resonance, an approach unknown to the Borg. I have modified this chamber.
Those weren't your orders. The captain wants Omega eliminated.
That is still an option, if she insists on yielding to her fear.
Show me what you've done.
The simulation shows the molecules in their free state, highly unstable. I have modified the chamber to emit a harmonic waveform that will dampen the molecules.
Looks great, in theory. But this is only a simulation. How are you going to test it?
On Omega.
Bad idea. One mistake and no one will be around for a second try.
It will work.
Someday, maybe. Hang on to your research. For now, we stick to the plan. Stand by to transport the molecules into this chamber and neutralize them as ordered.
I have been a member of this crew for 9 months. In all of that time, I have never made a personal request. I am making one now. Allow me to proceed. Please.
Why is this so important to you?
Particle 010, the Borg designation for what you call Omega. Every drone is aware of its existence. We were instructed to assimilate it at all costs. It is perfection. The molecules exist in a flawless state. Infinite parts functioning as one.
Like the Borg.
Precisely. I am no longer Borg, but I still need to understand that perfection. Without it, my existence will never be complete. Commander, you are a spiritual man.
That's right.
If you had the chance to see your God, your great spirit, what would you do?
I'd pursue it with all my heart.
Then you understand.
I think I do. I'll inform the captain of your discovery. For now, her orders stand.
Thank you.
In the settlement, the away team has set up a transport confinement field around the primary test chamber. Janeway checks the installation.
Set the confinement beam to its narrowest dispersion.
Understood.
We'll target this facility with the gravimetric torpedo. If anything goes wrong during transport, that'll be our only hope.
Bridge to Janeway. We've detected 2 ships on an intercept course. They're not responding to hails.
How long until they get here?
Less than 4 minutes, Captain.
Stand by to transport the molecules directly to the harmonic chamber.
Understood. Bridge to cargo bay.
Yes, Commander.
Seven, get ready. We'll have to do this quickly.
That's not advisable.
We don't have a choice.
The alien ships are on their way.
Then I recommend moving the ship within 5,000 kilometers of the surface.
That'll take us right into the atmosphere.
With our shields down, we won't be able to withstand the thermal reaction for more than a few seconds.
Then we'll only get one shot at this. Take us in.
Aye, sir.
Transporter status.
Targeting scanners are locked.
Captain, are you ready?
Pattern enhancers are active.
Do it.
We're 11,000 kilometers from the surface. If we get much closer, we'll incinerate.
We're losing structural integrity.
9,000 kilometers.
We're close enough. Energize.
Initiating transport.
The Omega molecules are stable.
Transport was successful.
I've got the away team in transporter room 2.
Get us out of here. Maximum impulse.
Already on it.
How far away are those ships?
They're right on our tail.
We're heading into an area of open space. No indications of life or any kind of technology. We can carry out the procedure with no risk to anyone else.
Except those two ships behind us.
Can we stay ahead of them?
Not for long.
How soon can we clear the subspace ruptures and go to warp?
10, maybe 15 minutes. But those ships will catch up to us before then.
Well, we have one advantage. We've got Omega. They won't risk firing at us. At least not until they've run out of options. That should give us a chance to neutralize the molecules.
Captain, we might have another problem.
7 of 9?
She's convinced she can stabilize Omega.
I thought we'd settle that question.
While you were on the surface, she showed me a pretty convincing simulation of how it could be done.
I should have known she wouldn't just let this go. I'll be in cargo bay, too.
Seven works at console set up around the spherical chamber in the cargo bay. The chamber glows with intense blue light.
Seven, the procedure.
It's working. 11% of the molecules have already been neutralized.
I'll see if we can speed up the process a little.
Did Commander Chakotay tell you about my idea?
Yes.
Then you will allow me to stabilize the remaining molecules.
You know I can't do that.
Your Starfleet directive is no longer relevant. I have found a way to control Omega.
I don't care if you can make it sing and dance. We're getting rid of it.
A foolish decision.
Yes, but it's mine to make. Now step aside.
I could have done this without your permission. But I chose to follow your command structure. I should have made the attempt. I still can.
But you won't. You know I'm not trying to stop you from finding perfection. But I can't risk the safety of this quadrant. Omega must end here. We both know that.
Staring into Janeway's unchanging eyes, Seven slowly steps out of her way and allows the captain access to the main console. Seven crosses to the chamber.
Status.
18%.
This could take hours. Can you increase the harmonic resonance?
Yes, but it would rupture the chamber.
How many molecules would we neutralize?
40-50% at best.
That's good enough. Our torpedo can take care of the rest. Janeway to bridge.
Chakotay here.
Chakotay, I want you to clear deck 4. Put emergency force fields around this section. Prepare to decompress cargo bay 2 on my command.
Understood.
Tuvok, load the gravimetric torpedo. Once we've jettisoned the chamber, fire.
Aye, Captain.
Harmonic resonance to maximum.
Commander, they're closing on us.
They're attempting to stop us with a tractor beam.
Adjust shields to compensate.
They're hailing us.
On screen.
Disengage your engines and prepare to be boarded.
I can't do that.
You've stolen our technology. Abducted our people.
Your people are safe. They're receiving medical care. I'll be glad to get them back to you when this is over. But we're keeping the molecules.
I won't allow this substance to fall into enemy hands. I'll destroy it first.
They're charging weapons.
You'll destabilize the molecules. We'll both be destroyed.
Then return our technology. Now.
I'm sorry. That's not possible.
Direct hit. Shields down 10%.
Evasive maneuvers. Try to shake them off.
Harmonic resonance at maximum, Captain.
The molecules?
80% remaining.
We need to get that down to 60.
Any damage to our power grid could overload the chamber. Omega would chain react.
The same thought crossed my mind. Where are we now?
72%.
It's close enough. Bridge, start the decompression sequence.
Acknowledged.
What's wrong? What's happening?
The molecules are stabilizing.
What?
I've done nothing. It's occurring spontaneously.
That's impossible.
Seven stares at a viewing screen.
Decompression in 30 seconds.
The molecules bind together within a perfect sphere.
Decompression in 25 seconds.
Seven, let's move.
Decompression in 20 seconds.
Seven.
Decompression in 15 seconds. Decompression in 10 seconds.
Tom, are we clear of the subspace ruptures?
Almost.
I need maximum warp within 10 seconds or we'll be stuck at ground zero.
Yes, sir.
Decompression is complete. The harmonic chamber has been jettisoned.
Fire!
We made it. We're at warp one.
The alien ships.
Out of range.
Tuvok.
Sensors show no traces of Omega molecules.
Mission accomplished.
Captain's log, stardate 51793.4. We've arranged for our guests in sickbay to be taken back to their home world, and we can finally put this mission behind us. This will be my last encrypted log concerning the Omega Directive. The classified data files will now be destroyed.
Seven looks at a crucifix in a holosuite.
I wondered who was running my program. Master Da Vinci doesn't like visitors after midnight.
He protested. I deactivated him.
What are you doing here, Seven?
This simulation contains many religious components. I was studying them to help me understand what I saw in Cargo Bay 2.
The data wasn't clear on why Omega stabilized in the last few seconds. But chances are it was simply a chaotic anomaly. Nothing more.
For 3.2 seconds, I saw perfection. When Omega stabilized, I felt a curious sensation. As I was watching it, it seemed to be watching me.
Janeway moves along a bench to allow Seven to sit close beside her. Seven seems unsettled as she sits.
The Borg have assimilated many species, with mythologies to explain such moments of clarity. I've always dismissed them as trivial. Perhaps I was wrong.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say you just had your first spiritual experience.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.